Only two faces of the cherubim, and the two faces that remain are the face of the lion and the face of the man. And the face of the eagle, which represents Dan, is gone. And the face of the ox, which represents Ephraim, is gone. And we're just left with these two faces, which answer, well, they're the two remaining faces, aren't they? So now let's just finish our study off this morning then by contemplating a test of what we've just said. So the four faces of Christ are the face of the lion of kingship, the face of the ox of service, the face of the man of priesthood, and the face of the eagle of judgment. So why would the face of the ox not be there in the kingdom? And the answer is because our Lord's work as a servant is finished. He is no longer the suffering servant, not in the kingdom age. So the face of the ox is gone. And what about the face of the eagle, which is our Lord as judge? And the answer is, brothers and sisters, that the face of the judge is gone because Christ's work essentially as a judge is finished by the time the kingdom age begins. His work as a judge began in AD 70 when he came and judged the Jewish people. When he returns, he will be the great eagle judge, won't he? He will judge the household of faith. He will judge Israel. He will judge the nations. He will subject all people under his authority and power. But by the time the temple doors open and the kingdom age begins, all the nations have been subdued. The battles have been won. The wars have been fought. The judgment is over. And there's only two faces left of our Lord in the kingdom age. And what will those two faces be? He'll be a king, the face of the lion, and he'll be a priest, the face of man. In fact, he'll be a king priest after the order of Melchizedek. And these are the only two faces that will be seen to continue throughout 1,000 years. As our Lord administers blessings of rulership and mediation to the nations. So I think that we're on good, solid ground, brothers and sisters, as we come to the face of the man in the Gospel of Luke, and we say to ourselves that here is not the face of any ordinary man, but the face of a very special man. Here is the face of the man who is the priest. And his priestly ministrations and his priestly benefits, brothers and sisters, we hope to discover in the course of our studies to come.